Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 134. Today is Saturday, September 15, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. You've got a beer. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Is it just me?
Yep. No, that's me.
Okay.
Yep. Because.
Excellent. Good morning.
I'm doing. Okay, so if we didn't have the person that's going to be on with us, I think I would have told you to stream. I would have been like, listen, just drop everything, Lita, you stream. Done.
Yeah.
Because I'm up to here.
Yeah. It's all good. But we have got a very special guest who's come back to join us this week, and we're very, very excited to have another chat with him. So everybody, chat room, everyone, say hello to Periton, because he's back.
Welcome back.
Hey, person.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, we appreciate, because it is just after midnight for you, so we really appreciate you coming to have a chat with us again. So, and I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better, because like we were saying earlier, last time you and I both weren't feeling so great, so at least we're feeling better. And now poor Stone's got a headache. So.
Oh, no. Should we whisper?
Oh, no. It's not a headache. It's not a physical headache. Not yet.
No. It's just an audio headache. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm very excited to have you. So let's find out what you've been up to since we last spoke to you. Because it's been a little while since we've had a chat. So you've been busy playing, I know that. So how's your tunes going? What have you been up to?
I have. So where do I start? So I think last time I was on, it was probably maybe a couple of weeks before BFA was due to drop. Yep. So those 2 weeks up until BFA, I think I was just taking part in Iron Tunes. I think I was just on my Druid. So I was on Duskwin.
Yep.
So I was leveling him up until BFA came out, right? And then as soon as BFA switched gears and have been playing BFA.
Yep.
So I've been taking it super slow. Normally when expansions come out, I wouldn't say I'm one of those very keen to hit max level straight away, because I've never been one to be into sort of raiding or anything like that. But this time, even more so, I've taken my time while leveling. In fact, I only hit 120 on my first tune. So it took me just under a month, probably 3 weeks or so.
Okay. Yeah.
Of getting there. 120. And I have, other than questing, I haven't really on my main.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I did was I saw that were available. So the new mounts were available in BFA, and I saw the Dune Scavenger. I don't know if you guys have seen it. The hyena mount.
No.
Oh yes. Yep.
Lita, you've seen it. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, I have to have this. I was like, I'm going to get this, whatever it takes, I'm gonna get this.
Yeah.
So as soon as I hit 120, I was super undergeared. And I didn't actually do anything end game, in fact. So I just joined farming groups. And I'm going to lose the will to live, because after 21 hours of farming, I finally had it drop. So that was the first thing I did when I hit 120, was I went and farmed this mount. and I finally got it.
Nice. That wasn't. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where is it from?
All in one go.
Like which? In,
only, and it drops off of the lizard people folk.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
at a
super low
drop rate, like a 0.01 drop percent chance.
Oh, awesome! Another one of those. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, what were you saying? Did you do that straight, 21-hour straight?
That was what I was going to say. Is no, I didn't do it straight. I probably did. Okay. One weekend, I probably did 6 hours a day.
Yep.
So both Saturday and Sunday, and then 3 or 4 hours. In certain evenings thereafter, but finally, after 21 hours and having a few epic 350 plus bind on equips drop,
nice.
The one that she sold, I finally had the mount drop, so it was great. Well, I couldn't believe it when it actually did, but
that's awesome.
It got discouraging when you're in a group and people, you are constantly joining and leaving the group, and you have people come in and three of the mounts drop in the space of 90 minutes, and you're like, oh my goodness.
No. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
RNG,
so that was
a harsh
what
mistress.
I initially did. So that's what I did when I hit 120. That was the first thing I did.
Nice.
Thereafter, I finished up in... I don't know why they've done this, but I don't know about you guys. It definitely feels with each expansion that comes out, you can reach max level by doing fewer and fewer zones. And I don't know if you felt that as well. Mm. Like I'd finished Regard and I was halfway through Drustvar by the time I hit 120 on the Alliance side. So then I finished, after getting that mount, I finished up in Drustvar and then finished Stormsong, which was my final zone. So now I've done all the questing.
Okay,
and I've done the war campaigns as well.
Yep.
So I finally unlocked World Quest yesterday, so...
Nice.
I am. Next up, I suppose, is start gearing up. I haven't done a single dungeon either yet. So I'm sure I will head into the dungeons at some point.
Well, I think Lita's only done one.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah,
I've
done one dungeon, so... Yeah. Exactly.
I've been intentionally leaving them because kind of conclude the zones, right? So you get the quest at the end of each zone, which finishes up the story. So
I
intentionally didn't want to jump in them, but I can finish up the stories, which would be good.
Mm. Yeah,
kind of what I've been doing. I mean, those first 2 weeks, then I was doing Iron Man, and then since then it's really been BFA for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that sort of you've got your main to the 120, have you, because I know you were doing the contest, the green man, did you jumped into that one?
Yeah.
Was it that? Yeah, so what else, because normally, as you said, normally your druid, your iron, is what you'd been focused on, and you gave the green man challenge a go. So is that they're the things that you're going to focus on once, obviously BFA is still fairly fresh, but are they the ones that you're going to focus on? Are you going to delve into, you know, some of the other ones as well?
So my current challenge tunes that I have, so the one I was working on, which was my druid, unfortunately I lost him at level 70.
Oh.
So this was a while ago, this was two or three weeks ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I hit level 70 and I was actually planning on moving on to Northrend because I was still in Outland. And I have no idea why I actually deviated from what I normally do. I'm a huge advocate of sticking to what you know and the quests, you know. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's do as I say, not as I do, because for whatever reason, I ended up in Terrakar and was doing the Skettis dailies. I don't know if you guys remember those back in the Burning Crusade.
Yes.
I'm doing the one where you take control of the bird or whatever and you go around the tops of the trees and you get chased by those birds. So that was what ended up killing me. They, even though I was flying, they still, I guess they hamstrung me and they put a bleed on me, and I was diving to try and hit the water to shadow meld, which I managed to do. But because of the bleed on me, it still and then managed to get me. So that was
Ouch.
the that iron. I still have two irons on the go though, so I still have my he's level 68 Night Elf Warrior. He's still going level 60. I haven't actually played him for a little bit, so he's still going. And then I have a who's also level 65, so they're both in the Outlands at the moment. But I haven't, my especially my hunter, I been back in since the seven. I don't think I've played him since 735. I still think he's doesn't have any of his. Remember when we stripped all our toons of their gear because we weren't sure if it was going to upgrade to greens? He's still the same way. But my warrior, I have been playing, and you're right, my green toon is still going. He's up to level 68 as well. Lightforge train, I yeah. So
Oh,
he's
God.
coming along.
Excellent. Well, I mean, you've been busy, which is good. How are you finding the classes then? So obviously you've with losing the druid, how are you finding the druid playing though? And what was it, warrior and the what was your green? Sorry, paladin?
Yes.
Yeah, so how have you found them since, since the expansions actually dropped? Is it Are you feeling comfortable with the how the classes are for the different challenges?
The druid, it's a strange one, but and I honestly believe it's because I'm main a guardian druid. So that druid who died at level 70 was a guardian druid, and I don't know why. I've said this the whole time I was leveling him, is he, I don't know, it just never felt right. I don't know if that was because I main it and it just felt so underpowered and I didn't have some of the talents, and despite me knowing the class inside and out, right, and knowing that I should be able to play it pretty well because I main it, it's still, I always had this nagging doubt in the back of my mind that for whatever reason it just wasn't feeling great to me. The warrior was admittedly overpowered prior to the changes. I suppose in, was it 735 or 8.0, when I had ignore pain, it almost didn't even feel like a challenge tune. It was that quote easy, and then when they made the change to the ability, it's woke me up, that's for sure. I'm very much taking my time on
All
that.
right.
Yeah, it's changed the whole mechanic. In fact, like before, I could pull two, even sometimes three mobs, and not that I may die. Whereas now, if I get two on me, I'm looking at ways like escape routes. Do I use Shadow Meld? It's changed that drastically.
And
Warrior
you're
and
running
Hunter.
prot? Sorry, you're
Yes, yeah.
running prot. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And the Hunter, I haven't played since the changes, so I can't really comment too much on him. But the Paladin, to touch on the green tune, it's again that I don't know, I mean, as much as I know it's a quote challenge tune, at the moment I haven't come across any major obstacles. I've been sticking to the same and path that I would normally take for my irons. So initially I know the quest inside and out anyway, and respawn rates and everything, but it's, I don't, you know, it doesn't, it almost at the moment doesn't feel like a challenge tomb. I honestly think the biggest risk to myself at the moment is me, is either be becoming overconfident, you know, and being arrogant and pulling too much, or equipping like a blue without even, you know, cursoring over it in my bag and accidentally equipping it and ending the challenge that way. But as far as this goes, I don't honestly think I've even red screened in the whole 68 level, or I guess 48 levels, because I started at level 20. It's like night and day. It's, I can't compare them like apples to apples with the iron tune. It's like apples and oranges. Yeah. It's like a different challenge entirely.
And was that the first time that you tried a green challenge?
It was. In fact, it was the first time I tried any challenge outside of the Ironman.
Okay. All right. So did you stick with... So with the greens, you get a certain amount, and then obviously you can add green slots, you know, with gear and things like that. Did you stick with just replacing green with what was already green, or did you find that you added a few more pieces into the armory?
Yeah. Oh, no, I went, you know, I thought in for a penny, in for a pound. I thought, you know what, if I'm doing a green turn, let's go for it. Yeah. So let's just chuck every pit, literally, trinkets, everything. Let's just chuck everything on. Get all greened out. So, yeah, everything, every slot.
Excellent. And
or only something that would actually statistically, if that makes sense, I'd gain attributes or abilities or something. I haven't quite equipped a tabard that was green. I thought, you know what, that doesn't really... Other than aesthetics, I suppose. So,
okay,
that's what I drew the line.
Don't play around. So, did you? You know, the most important question: did you actually transmog your tune to, you know, have a certain look, or you just went with whatever you were wearing and just left it as that?
I should have. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. No, but I should have.
Okay.
But it's not too late.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. It is kind of cool that when I get on green, it's like, oh, I can actually change. Yeah, I really don't like that dress she's wearing. Let's put her in something really, you know, really suitable. So that's kind of cool. Okay, so with BFA out, and obviously, you know, you've managed to do quite a bit on your main tune, which is fantastic. But have you got... like your goals for BFA for your challenge tunes, do you know what you want to do this expansion, where you want to be, you know, in 6 months, a year's time with your challenge tunes? Have you thought about any of that?
I have, and I thought my first goal has always been my go-to challenge. Mm-hmm. So as far as my Ironman goes on a tune, whether it be irons or whether it be a new tune, I would love to reach level 80 on an iron mm-hmm. tune and then just take it from there. My highest up until now has been, I think, 75, 76, somewhere in there. So I'd love to hit level that milestone, right, of level 80, and then mm-hmm. just see how far I can go from there.
Okay.
What I have doing is my different classes, and predominantly they're leftovers from either races or competitions or whatnot. So mm-hmm. other than my hunter who I have, the other classes normally wouldn't be my go-to classes. So maybe if I am serious about hitting level 80, maybe I'll actually go pick the night elf, pick the hunter, and like and go all guns, you know, go everything in and actually try and do it, as opposed to just trying to drag tunes that are from challenges that not necessarily would be my first pick, if you see what I mean. So that's what I would an iron, and then mm-hmm. I'm having so much fun with the green tune. That's why my irons have kind of been put on the back burner ever since your contest.
Yeah, we're not really sorry, but good on you.
So I'm kind of keen to actually see where I could go with this guy. Like, could I realistically actually take him all the way? Like, I honestly don't know. So I'm keen to just keep playing him and see where I could go. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm 68 now, and like I said, outside of making foolish errors myself, I don't feel like count for disconnects and lag or sharding or anything like that, but otherwise, mm-hmm. I honestly feel like I could keep going for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Would be nice.
Okay.
So, and then in the back of my mind is, I know I have, I think I have, I'm sure, like an altaholic. So I have about 16 110s ready to go to level 3 BFA. But in the back of my mind, I have Like, I've never attempted a bloodthirsty or a pacifist or... That's exactly, that's what I'm thinking, right? It's like, I think a bloodthirsty would be next if I was to do one.
Go for it.
And then even a pacifist. So that actually is a good point. Like, I asking you guys and even guys in chat, like, where with a blood, like, what tips or
pacifist
suggestions do you give for a blood or a pacifist? Yeah, either or. Because outside of just starting up, like, what should I...
It's just, well, for me, and obviously, you know, like with Nisi, and can give you lots of advice as well. But I mean, depends on what you want to run with a bloodthirsty. Obviously, a Night Elf Hunter is going to be much, not simpler, but, you know, you can just, like, it's just massacring everything. It's just don't pick up anything, just start wherever you are and just find yourself a path, like, just where there's mobs watching, you know, you respawn and all of that, knowing where your rares are, hit the rares as much as you can to get that extra XP, and just doing, you know, just doing the path. So if obviously if you start over where Night Elves are, there are quite a few really good spots, and they have a lot of rares there. But any, like, whatever you feel comfortable, even if you wanted to go druid, it's just a matter of finding a spot. And then what I would do is, if I spent time in a spot, obviously humanoids are good, killing humanoids is going to give you cloth and, you know, gold, which you can sell on the auction house. But just if you get bored in this section, like, then just move to another section to get yourself a good spot, and just however long. Like, I normally would just do half an hour, an hour, only because a lot of times I can't sit for a long time. So that kind of thing, you know, and then do an hour in this spot, go back, sort of log out, walk away. If I'm coming back, then I might pick another spot. It just really depends. But it's just killing. Like, just find good stuff to kill and hunt down the rares. Really hunt rares. So, they're great.
You know, you argue for bloodthirsty. This is going to surprise you. Maybe I would argue for pass.
I was going to say, you...
I'm really enjoying it, and really, since Battle for Azeroth, the big hurdle is getting to level 5 and getting your mining and herbing now, but you can just explore, so you can get it done. It just takes a little bit. And if you do decide to go that way, I would say one thing that I do is that I make sure I do not have any spells on my bars that will attack something. I get rid of everything. Okay. So as a rogue, I have my sap, and that's, and my mounting, because I need to mount up. But that's pretty much it. I don't have anything that will attack stuff, just in case if I feel like I might want to kill something, I don't have a means to do so, unless I right click, right? Which you gotta watch out for. But pacifist
today about both of those and the bloodthirsty. Like, I've said this before, and the game I played was very much, it was just a grindy game. So there weren't really such things as quests. So you just went out on hunts and you just farm and grind mobs for hours in that. So I think I have that built in me almost, that it didn't even faze me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I play that, it should transition over pretty well to a bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
And then exactly. I caught myself.
And the other thing. See, I play my own little games within when I play a bloodthirsty. So take Loch Modan, leader zone. I will time myself on my tunes as to how many rares that I can find and how long it takes me to get around the zone. So I'll have these little competitions with myself to see how long that it takes. And then obviously I'll have a hissy fit with myself when I see other people in my zone killing my res. So they're the little things that I do to make it in a way that makes it just a lot more fun. But if I get to places like Loch Modan, you know, there are so many things because there's a heap of humanoids that you can be killing. They give you any greens that I get. Everything goes up on pretty much like up on the auction house. And the other game then I play is the auction house game of how much I can make on that toon from the greens that I get from just killing everything. So, you know, so I'm playing these in games within while I'm playing each toon. So that's the like the little fun side stuff that I do.
What do you think you do? Do you dip in like one? Will you play your bloods and let them get rested for 6 days and then jump on them for one day a week or?
Normally. Yeah, I normally keep, I mean, I haven't even looked at the bloods for the last week or so. So rested, I find it's awesome to have rested XP is fantastic. Because when you kill that rare and it's giving you, you know, instead of it giving you 5,000 XP, you're getting 10,000. That just means that's probably, you know, 1,000 normal mobs that I'm not having to kill. Or maybe not that many, but you know what I mean? It's kind of like, well, just utilize having those rares up. And of course at low levels they'll give you bags and stuff like that, and then the greens or picking up, you know, just like sometimes the meat and things like that that you can just put on the auction house and maybe make a little bit of money so you can, if you need to get, you know, take a flight from somewhere, that you've got some gold. It's not essential to have a lot of gold on a bloodthirsty, really, but again, that's my little game that I play within playing the bloodthirsty, is how much can I make on the auction house for this turn to see. And again, like my warrior, what am I at, 200 and something thousand gold, and that's all from selling greens.
Nice.
And she's what, 16, level 69. I'm waiting for it. No, he didn't react. Okay.
I have trained you well, though. Okay.
Yeah.
I have trained you well. I heard it. And
he
like
didn't
no
react. That was me.
And you reacted, which is fantastic.
I know, because I was.
I just drag people down. Drag them down to my level. Excellent.
Yeah. Anyway, we had that discussion yesterday, so. But yeah, that's the thing. Like just seeing what else there is, because I'm like you, I came from like grinding back in vanilla and just doing that sort of grindy quest. Like they never worried me. So for me to go and just sit in a spot and kill stuff for hours on end, physically I can't do that anymore, but I'll kill for a certain period. Walk or, you know, log out, come back the next time, but I try and get a level in a sitting if I possibly can at the lower levels. As they're getting higher, it's taking longer, so of course I'll, you know, do it over quite a few, but having the rested XP definitely is a major advantage. So that's why I have so many bloodthirsties, because play one, get the level, let them sit, play the other one because it's got rested, get their level, you know. And I suppose Nisi would probably say the same thing, by having those, you know, sitting at different spots and having all the different turns, you know, alcoholic, absolutely, but it also gives you a chance to see different classes and races that I normally wouldn't play, and just having a play with them to see. I mean, there's some, I think I did the mage, I can't remember, and I was like, ah, don't like the mage. I haven't played it since BFA's dropped, but before I was like, oh no, I didn't even roll one. But most time if I kill one off, I'll re-roll. But I find, touch wood, that I'll kill every other type of toon before I kill a bloodthirsty. There's not many bloodthirsties I've lost. Because I don't know. I just have this real synergy with them, I guess. So, yeah. But, I mean,
it's can see
like
now
anything,
it's
right?
Even... Yeah, exactly. And I think I'm more likely to try it now than pre-735, now that the zones scale. Because you can do far more zones, right, than you would previously. Mm-hmm. So I think that just, if nothing else, it means you have that more options, becomes less tedious. In the same few zones,
because you could just jump from, you know, you could go from Dunmoro rares over to Elwyn Forest rares. Like, if you wanted to not grind and just go, right, I'll focus on rares and just hunt them down here, move over to the next zone, hunt them down here, move to the next. Okay, I've dinged, I'm done, log out here, and then do that cycle each time. So you could be, you know, I'll go the other way. Just have your zones that you want. You could do that. Otherwise, I find it quite cathartic to
kill all the things.
So, like, yeah. to especially, like, say, the Murlocs in Loch Modan, or where's another one? Over in Western Plaguelands, there's those, like, Twilight Cultist, or the Cultist ones down towards the right of the map before you hit the bridge going into Eastern Plaguelands, like that kind of grindy spot that you can just, you know, hit stuff and they're always there and just killing them over and over. So that whether that says a lot about me, I don't know, but I do find it quite cathartic to just have a spot and kill all the things for a while, and then, you know, and then either log out or move on. So, but again, Stone's been really doing really well with the pacifist. So personally, I think, why don't you roll one of each? Give them both a go. But
yeah, I think I eventually will. Yeah. I've been very siloed and focused on the irons, and having done or at least working on the green two now, it's definitely opened my eyes to more challenges. And then, you know, watching Stone on when he streams his pacifist, I've been watching him and it's got that itch. I'm like, do I want to give this a go? And so maybe.
Yeah, try. I mean, it does look that since they've changed it, obviously, like Stone said, up until level 5, like, just explore everything, right?
Yep.
So, and then once you get the profession,
just explore up till 5, like, I guess there's no other way.
Yeah, if you can find any quests that don't require you to kill, then you could do those. But I think that generally gets you to about level 4 or so, and then you need to explore. So I kind of feel like when you watch me stream, that area where I go mining and herbing and stuff is just, it's boring because it's very safe. And I can sit there to level 6... if I wanted to, and not really worry. Oh, God, yeah, slam the door again. I just, you know, how many times have I told them not to slam the door?
That's the problem.
I need a room.
A
room.
Fair in the chat room says there are a few non-kill quests pre-6, but not many. So there is a lot of exploring, obviously, to do, apparently. So, but once you hit 5, that's when you can get your professions.
Yep.
So, I've not, look, Periton, honestly, I have not rolled a pacifist. I still think I'd rather poke my eye out with a rusty nail.
Wow.
But I do have this feeling that I will try one day. When that day happens, it may be today, it may not be for quite some time, I don't know. So I have this feeling that it will happen. and then hell will freeze over. I know, but I say go for it. I say do one of each and see what you feel comfortable with. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I will. That's who knows when, but maybe in a year's time I'll be back on and I'll be like, one day I'm going to do a bloodthirsty and a pacifist.
That's, oh, look, we understand. I always think that, and I think I need to get back to that tune. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, it's been a month since I've logged on to that tune. Oh, oops. Sorry about that little tune, but yeah.
Two Frog actually brings up a very good point with the Hell Hose End event coming up. That's a very good time to start one up. Very, very good, because those quests do not count as kills or anything like that, and you can just go
first.
Yeah, but still it's like, yeah, man, it you know, can give you that boost to at least get to 5, which is now a harder thing to do, right? So
yeah,
it is now. Was that a Halloween pun or no?
I can't do puns. I am not the smartest of people, as you can tell.
And anyway, you're fine. You can do puns. That's fine. All right. So, Paratip, what advice would you give anyone wanting to try any of the challenge tunes, or just sticking with, you know, what you've learned? Any tips or tricks?
Sure. My overview would, well, I usually just start, if people ask me where to start with, I suppose an iron is the one I know most of. I can't really talk about pacifist and a bloodthirsty, but I suppose even that, I guess this same general advice would ring true, would be to stick with what you know.
Yeah.
Not only the zones, but also the class. You know, if people say that playing a hunter is, quote, easy, and you've never played one before, but you main a rogue and you have since vanilla and you know it inside now, then I would say to stick to the rogue initially.
Mm.
You know, get your teeth stuck in with that. See if it's actually something you enjoy. So definitely stick to what you know would be my first bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now having played my green, if the set on trying an Iron Man, perhaps try like a green tune to break yourself in gently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it gets you familiar with having no talents. It gets you familiar with not being able to die. And then in time, just work your way, I suppose, up to an iron, just with losing the gear then, right?
Yeah.
And then even as a side, you could always try, which I haven't done, you know, I'm just thinking here, is about maybe trying team irons. You know, doing it with someone else. Maybe add an extra level of fun and competitiveness, so maybe try a team before trying a solo iron.
Mm-hmm.
And then just see if it's something you'd enjoy. And then other things I would suggest is to speak to people you know. Most people who stumble across challenge tunes doing them, or stumble or watch someone who's doing them, right, they don't just know about them straight away. So I would speak to those people, ask them for tips, accumulate different bits of advice from everyone. You know, there's not a one-size-fits-all way to do any of these challenges. I may have some tricks or tips, and you may later, and Stone may. So just take from everyone until you find something that works for you,
mm-hmm.
would be what I'd say. And then lastly is just to have fun. You know, if you're slogging away on an iron tune and you're not enjoying it, then switch to a different challenge. Give yourself a break. Try pacifist, or try an iron, or sorry, a green, or a bloodthirsty, or a tin, or something, right? But that's the reason we do these, is to have fun. So don't do it if you're not enjoying it. Just give yourself either a break or switch to a different challenge tune.
Exactly. Really good advice, all of that. Thank you, because I think that reiterates what we, you know, what a lot of us try and do. And I think you've got to pick and choose your advice, because some stuff that will work for you might not work for me. you know, because of how play styles and everything. So you've got to find your level, but take, you know, take the broad advice from and knowledge from other people and then turn it into making what works for you. So it's really, that's really good advice there. And obviously, you know, alcoholic, being an alcoholic is fantastic because, again, if you don't, if you're not happy playing one class or one type of thing, roll another one. Try something, you know, try a different, something different that you haven't tried before. So, no, really good. Thank you, Periton.
And I would also check back on the WoW Challenges website periodically. I know there's certain people who I know who, I wouldn't say keen, but it's one of those things that they do in a lull or a downtime is they do their challenge tunes. Now, other than when there's contests running, I don't know, I guess it's the competitive nature in them, so they love competing. So they're, they're far more willing to jump in when they're racing against others in a set amount of time. So just check back periodically, and that's another good time to actually start, either start a tune or pick one back up, is anytime there's a contest going. So always check back on the website.
That kind of makes me feel like seasons would be okay. It would be used more.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just to be that top person, top five, top 10 kind of thing.
Okay. Fair enough. Alrighty. Well, anything else that you did this week, or pretty much covered it's with your mount hunting and your leveling of your tune to 120. Anything else exciting happen for you?
That's pretty much everything that's been happening in WoW. In WoW, been busy with work or not, but yeah, in WoW, that's everything.
Nice. Real life is so cruel sometimes. Really is. So, yeah, always have to remember, don't forget, work pays for play, plays for WoW. So it's one of those necessary evils, I guess. All right. So thank you. Thank you for all your information and, of course, sharing again with us all about what you've been up to. So, Periton, we appreciate that. We will find what Stone has been up to. Stone.
I told you I lost my iron, right? It's still sore. I'm still very sore about it from last week.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Yeah. So I was actually looking through my tunes, and I do actually have another iron, but it's a Warlock Void Elf, and I'm like, I feel like I'm going to delete it because I want to go back Hunter Night Elf to something that I know. And just do something that I know how to play, because I know how to play that. And I don't know. I was just, but I haven't deleted it yet. I just am humming and hawing. So I played my pacifist. And I got him up to level 23, and he's now got pants. I know, it's crazy. He's got pants now, and and also bracers, so he can deflect. Lits and stuff.
Like pew, like that.
What was her name? What was the original?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but what was the
Linda Carter.
Man,
yeah,
I loved her.
Yes, so do I.
I do like Gal Gadot. I think she's a good fit for it. But I still remember back in the day, right? Like, and that cheesy outfit, and just the show. But it was good. Anyways, you know, that's like a whole different podcast that we could do. That'd be fun. So yeah, now I've got pants. I still haven't done any archy yet. I think I'm gonna wait until I get higher up, because I'm just in a safe zone, so I can. Yep. Herb and mine, without really worrying about anything except for
the highest pacifist
I've ever had. Oh yeah, because the highest before that was like level 9.
Yeah.
And I killed it off.
Well done.
Before realizing, oh, level 10, I can do fishing and cooking dailies. Duh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I did my green. Apparently, I can't remember what level I leveled it to, but I have a have a green that's just been sitting around. It's like an undead hunter, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
We named the pet Spoogles. I got it from Chris. No, I got it from Mrs. Rock Guru, I believe.
Okay.
So it was either Spoogles or Boogles. So I'm like, okay, sure, let's do Spoogles, because spider. I wasn't going to name it Peter, because Peter would be like too cliche. So, but I don't know. I think I got it to level 17 or so. The problem with this green character is that I don't have it appropriately named. So I just, you know, so it's not a quick, like, oh, this is a green tune. So I have to kind of think about it.
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't, I don't like. It just adds another thing to it. So, and yes, I like Marvel better than DC, but you know, it's still back in the day. Would you rather watch Captain America or Wonder Woman back then? Because Captain America was a horrible show back then.
Yeah.
I love that mug. Yeah, I mean, other than that...
Don't make me laugh when I've got a mouthful of coffee.
That would be... You know what? My goal should be to make coffee come out your nose.
No!
That would be amazing.
We don't... No one needs to see that.
That should be my BlizzCon goal. It'd be awesome. Honestly, besides that, I think I'm probably... Like, I have a tin, and it's a Nightborn. Like, I was thinking, well, do I want to play the tin? Like, okay, so I kind of got into this mood where I'm like, I just want to delete the challenge tunes that I'm not playing. And I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Just leave them alone. They're not doing anything. They're not going to hurt anybody. They're not going to die. Just leave them alone until you're ready to play them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only thing I might delete is again the Iron Warlock, only because I want to play the Hunter to get that back up. And so I kind of feel like it's just going to take a slot away. So I guess if ever I got up to my 50 characters, that would probably be the first one to go.
Yeah.
So
because
Warlocks. Okay.
Really.
Also, I miss doing a little bit of teams. I think I might smell or something because I've had four team partners in total and nobody plays with me now. I feel like I might need to get that piece of meat and with a chain and you know, put that around my neck so that, you know, I can get dogs to play with me.
Do you want
maybe?
Me to get the ball in now?
Maybe. Real smallest violin.
Exactly.
Okay.
Was that purposely a dig at me?
No, it's a dig at everybody. I've been ditched by all my team partners, every one of them.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I said. Four. I've got four team partners. And they're all like, that stone guy is the worst. he is the worst. No, it's timing and schedules and stuff.
That's why I thought jewel boxing would be.
But it kind of bugs me.
Really good.
But I was looking through my tunes and I see them there, and it's like,
they're all going.
They're all sitting there like, no. And I'm like, I know. Darn. Stop looking at me. And that's, see, Azzy and Tiber both have headed where I was trying, you know, to go. What is the common thing?
The common thing.
Yeah, it's me.
No, honestly, the common thing is scheduling and time. That would be the biggest thing.
Sure.
Well, it is.
Ah, Bob.
Normally.
Bob just bit my
Bob's
foot.
Bob's being naughty?
Bob just bit my foot.
Naughty Bob.
So what have you been up to?
I've had a massive week. I played my green, so my contest room, so Jade Leader, my Voidarf Warlock. I got her from level 34 to level 34. Wow. It was awesome. I think I got her from like just into 34 to about two bars away. But I've just been so busy with other stuff. So it's kind of like, they're all sitting and they're all doing that same thing. Leader, hi, hi. You remember us? I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I promise, next week, we'll get there. Tomorrow, I promise. It's like, damn it. It's just running out of time to do all the things that I want to do in game. And that's between challenge tunes and normal tunes. So it's one of those things. The body does not cope well with playing for long periods of time. So, but she's still alive. So yay. I didn't kill anyone this week. So yay. Right?
Yay.
That's positive. Yeah. So that's all I've done, honestly, on my challenge tunes anyway.
Have you been playing your main? Like tons?
Yeah.
That's what happens with people like us.
Yeah, I know. Because it's just, it's like, it
gets, we want to do like, all the things, and then, you know, you start getting drawn over there, and then you start,
Well, you feel like you're getting drawn, like, five different ways, but it's kind of like, well, you know, if I could just line them all off and be like, I can play them all, but I can't, because my focus is just like, I can only do this. That's why I suck at dual boxing, because it was just like, oh, I just can't. So but anyway, it's all good. I just think they're all sitting there, they're all getting some rested if they're not already maxed out, and I'm hoping now that I've progressed enough on my warlock that I don't, you know, that I can spend a bit of time, because I really, really want to put some time into, especially my bloodthirsties, because they're like, hey, please, we're over here. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'll get there, I promise. So yeah, so this week, damn it, we will get some levels done. So
cool.
Other than that, that's it. Yeah,
cool. Okay, my turn.
Coffee is my blood.
Yeah. All right.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
That's right. Hit the mic again, Stone. Okay, so one thing I didn't put up here, there is news. The Fail Links of Nod Guild is now 6 out of 8 in normal Aldir. Just to let everybody know. We felt like we could do mythic, but we're like, nah, I think we should just let everybody else, you know, get that done first and not really try. So we're just going to let everybody else have that win first.
So you really wanted to take on method and limit. Okay.
It wouldn't really be fair to them, right? I mean, we just like crush everybody. Like it would be done. Yeah. So math, we would have killed that boss without nerfs, okay? Without nerfs. Okay, so
hang on, this pig gets flying.
I don't know what you're talking about. The contest that we just had, the winner, Silani, yes. Thilani, I'm going to read an email. Read an email that he sent back to me. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read the most important part.
Yes.
Okay, so since I've already won the last contest, I wanted to ask you if you would like to run the raffle, the prize away, using the tick get system between 2 and 10 and 10th place during your next show. These contests are lots of fun, and there are so many amazing people in the community that I would like to give something back to them. So that's what we're going to do. Thank you very, very much.
Very sweet.
We are going to add him to our Iron Elite because it's like a gifting donation back kind of deal. So, so what we're going to do is that I'm going to share this window. So what I did is I took the 10th place person, gave them one ticket. The 9th place person was you, so you can't win. So I did not give you tickets. Sorry. So everybody else gets more and more, right? So 8th place gets 3, 7th place gets 4, and then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, okay? So you can see on the sheet here, I have it. Where Grassy Fog has 1, Verdilis has 3, Dark Verdant 4, Magrat 5, Tizana 6, Lin Namun is 7, Kargling is 8, and Paradin has got 9. Again, because it's in reverse order. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to draw a number from 1 to 43, because the tickets are all here, 1 to 43, right? Can see that on the screen. So I will draw it from random.org. I'll put it up on the screen here. We're gonna do this live. Okay, and I just want to make sure. Okay, folks. So you can see random 1 to 100. We're gonna change that to 43. Okay, so I will generate, I'll get the result, I'll plug it back into the Excel spreadsheet, and we will get the ticket winner. Okay. So that is going to be number 21, who is Linamun has got 21. So they can either get the ticket, the virtual ticket, or 3 months of game time. And it will be up to them. I don't know. The last time that this person won something, they also gifted it back, but it wasn't the virtual ticket. So we'll see. But grats to him.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And thank you again to Phil Lanny. This is something that I think we would do for our next contest. And Stir said he would put up like a prize for that little part. So that making it so that just because you didn't make it at second place, somebody in, you know, fifth or sixth could still kind of win a prize. It just depends on how high you place. I think it is, adds a little bit more, fun to it too. So thanks again and congrats.
Thank you.
On your ticket win. I will be in touch. I have not removed email addresses yet because I have not assigned the ticket yet. So once we have the prize awarded, then I'll get rid of emails. Okay. So the other thing is really quickly, Lita, get out of there. Move your, thank you. She's covering up the show notes. Good job.
I wasn't.
Really quickly, you know, we have a shirt store thingy online. There's free shipping through them from September 20th to 24th. The code is ship number 4 me, so SHIPP 4, the number 4, and then ME. That's it. Yep.
Excellent. All right, so let us have a look at the state for this week, and it looks like it's been a busy week. So Paradin, can I get you to read off the irons for me, please?
So we'll go in reverse order then. So number 10 we have Biocorn. level 35. We have his name's Dicer, number 9, level 36. Udo, level 37. We have Iron Lol, 38. Of who is this?
Fake this.
Them at level 41, and they died, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Number 6. And number 5, which is Jangler. Number 4 is Trickster, 112. These top 4, they're all living as well, which is great to see, especially after last week. Trickster, 112, congrats. Then number 3 is Too Thirsty, 113. Is Catster, 114. 1 is Leeson, 115. Lissan, 115.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job to you guys.
Well done. That is a much kinder list, like you said, compared to last week's list.
Yeah, last week was a bit brutal. Last week. Deaths.
Yeah. Well done, though. I mean, look at them: Trickster, Too Thirsty, Catstar, and Lissan. Wow. Good job, guys. Good luck. Absolutely. All right. So, Bloodthirsties for this week. Let's have a look. So, at number 10, we have For Victorious at 36. Number 9 is Five Bones at 38. 8 is Soul Snuffer. I was going to say something else.
Oh, 39. Really?
39. Well done. I was getting my S. Snow stuff. No, I don't even know. I don't know. I was getting my stuff. My dyslexic self was coming out. Sorry. Number 7 is 5 Told Just So. Five to Just So is, Yellow Flagged Kills. Grinding experience is too low.
I think this is where he found that there's a bug where, depending on your race, sometimes you don't get credit for the kills depending on the zone that you're in. And this is like a WoW bug. Oh. Like this is a Blizzard side thing. This is nothing from our side. So I would say if you see anything like this too, I would report it so maybe they can fix their things.
Well, that's interesting. It's always a good idea to keep an eye on your tunes, definitely. Okay, so number 6 is Blood Thief at 43. Number 5 is Five Rush at 47. Number 4 is Cassandre at 88. Number 3 is Soul Shield at 97. Number 2 this week is Too Thirsty at 113. And number 1 this week is Sold My Soul at 114. Well done, though, everyone. Well done. Nice. Good job, Bloods. Okay. Pacifist. Periton, who have we got?
Sure. Before we jump into those, I noticed that Too Thirsty is 113 on both the Bloods and the Irons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Been busy. Huh. Yeah, I know.
He's pulling both. So he's leveling Bloodthirsty without green gear, which is extremely difficult to do.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. So pacifists at number 10, we have, thank you for doing the translation for me, level 54 Herminator. So level 54. Number 9 is Peaceful, also 54. 8 is Ferakessa, level 55. Number 7 is Joyful Vegan. Number 6 is Monspricia, level 64. 5 Pride, level 73. Number 4 is Silent Thurber. T7. And then number 3 is Gentle Soul, level 70. Is Sneaky Boz, level 97.
Nice.
And number 1 is Ferelian. Ferelian?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 16. It's a great job.
Nice.
It's almost there.
Look at the pacifist go. Yeah. I know. Well done, Fer. Congratulations. And Boz! And Nisi! And everyone! Good job this week. All right, let's have a look at tins. So we have got, for number 10, we've got Sidora Johnson at level 14. Number 9, Erzberg. Sorry if I butchered your name.
Love it.
Is level 17. Number 8 is Rin Tin Tin. Oh, that's a good name. Number 20, but red flagged for uncommon slots were equipped. Ooh, dear. Okay, number 7 was Yesen at 29. Number 6 is Mayella at 30. Number 5 is Hunt Yolo at 30. Number 4 is Temptria at 33. Number 3, Basalt Faulty at number 36. Like it. Number 2 is Zyabo at 104. And number 1 this week is Trickster at 112.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. Greens for this week. What have we got? Periton.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for, I was seeing if Stone was going to say anything. He was laughing, so I wasn't sure.
No, I just, you know, Lita looked like she's off into la land, like maybe, you know.
I was thinking something. Oh, that was my,
right. That was her thinking thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes. So, anyway, it's all good. Thank you, Periton.
That's okay. Right, so the greens we have. In 10th, we have Iron Green at level 48. We have Magrat in 9th at level 50. Number 8 is Krusty, level 52. 7, we have, what is this? Bid, level 52. Number 6 is Grey Noozer, who level 55. So RIP to those. Mm-hmm. It is Avana. Level 59. And then number 4, Peridin at level 68.
Yay!
Very nice.
3 is Zaya Green, level 83. Number 2 is Verdiglory. And then number 1 is Fair again, so Fair Green. All the way up 112.
So that's not the Fair that we know that's in our chat. It's a different fairy. She's in Discord under Winima. That's her Discord name.
Yes. This is her second.
This is her second. Green. Yeah, go.
She lost her.
I think she lost her green at 113 or around there too. Like the one that she made it to 110 on.
Yeah.
But yeah, good job getting back up there.
That's a successful name. Maybe I'll roll a fair.
Absolutely. Oh, well done.
So,
all right. So,
Iron Teams, we've got two here. We've got Happy Little Accidents at level 27. And Team, I don't know who these people are, but seem kind of weird. Team Puppets Revenge, I don't know who that is. Level 30, very nice. Very nice, very nice.
Well done.
Blood Teams, number 2 is the Ambiguously Five Taco Duo Died at level 15.
No.
It's interesting. Yeah.
Damn. Ouch.
So I think the reason why it reports deaths below level 20 is because your team is technically locked in. So it will report it. But once you're level 21 and not dead, then it will report on the report. So it will, sorry, it will show up on the report. It will report on the report, yeah. And then number 1 is Five Finger Death Taco is level 29. It's very nice.
Well done.
Nice.
So not as many deaths, which is good. Last week was pretty rough, I think. We had a lot of people dying.
It was a rough week.
Okay. We're doing this one.
This just in. It's Chit Chat!
Excellent. All right, so this is a time where you can send in your questions, your tips, your tricks, all your puns, just so we can have a discussion, whichever, whatever
one
you'd
sec
like.
Too.
So,
you can also send in clips. Just, you got to send them in by, I'd say, 5 o'clock, like two hours before show time. No more than 5 minutes. I think that's what we set up on our website. So if you guys want to do clips, you can send those in too. So you don't just have to type in text. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So we're going to do the first one. So Periton, can you take Azzy's pun? I haven't read it, so I'll wait till you read it to hear it.
Of course. So here we go. Here's Azzy's pun. So did you hear about the guy that invented crosswords died? Him at 6 down, 1 across.
Oh, nice. I'm a crossword kind of girl. So, Azzy, I like it. I like it. All right. Okay, so from Dave the Hunter. Here we go. It is good.
That's
I like
good.
It. All right, so from Dave the Hunter, we have got life lessons learned. Television may insult your intelligence, but nothing rubs it in like a computer.
I feel like I'm going through this right now. You know, I think I know so much about computers, but it's just like, no, you don't. I've been doing this stuff for years. Years.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you, Dave the Hunter. All right. Next one. Periton, what have we got?
We have a question, it looks like, from the Diamond Wolf 15. And they ask, with the Allied races, how do I not equip their starting gear since it's green Iron Man?
You roll the character, take off your gear, don't put it back on, go. That's it.
Yeah, don't roll. As soon as you log out, that's where it starts counting. So don't roll your character. Log out, like roll it, log in, log out. You need to, once you log in, strip, go, then log out.
Yeah. Do not log out before you take off your gear, because it will nab those. And that's actually another reason why it's on a separate list too, is because of the green gear equips. So there's possible issues there. So for sure, roll your tune, take off your gear, go into a different zone to kind of force a refresh, and log out, and Blizzard should initiate a API data refresh, which we should then see. If that doesn't work, honestly, wait like 30 seconds to a minute, maybe log back in, go somewhere else and take off a different piece of gear and log back out, because anytime that there's a change with where you are or with your tune, it should push down a new API data set. Sometimes that takes a while. Depends on your character. Depends if there's something wrong with your character on Blizzard's side. It's possible.
Yep.
But typically logging back in and having a change of some kind will push something new through.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So we have got a question from Steven. So he says, hi, gang. Just got back into WoW after a long hiatus, and I have just tried to make an Iron Man pacifist tune, and I noticed that I can't get my professions until level 5. Mm-hmm. Oh, we know. How on earth do I get to level 5 without killing something? Please help. Well, we have got...
So apparently there's this thing that people didn't know about, but you can kill things before level 5 and it won't count. I'm kidding. I'm completely kidding. That's completely false. You will flag your character. Explore.
Let's use that one for April Fool's next year, okay?
Oh my god. Can you imagine?
Oh, no. I'm kidding.
No, but really, explore. Explore, explore, more explore.
Exploring.
Yeah.
Because that was the biggest change. Was that in 7.3.5 or at 8?
8.
Where? At 8, yeah. So that's...
See, Chupa's like, I said it good, he said it good. Yep. I think, you know what? No. Maybe that should be a thing. Okay. So...
Can I jump in there? Like, I'm thinking... Yeah. Just thinking through about... So you can say up until there's some quests potentially up until you get your professions that don't require killing, and then the rest mm-hmm. you can get through exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The 4 starting zones, which I suppose you could get to, it would be risky to explore anywhere. You'd be ill-advised to go anywhere other zones other than the starting zone, surely, but at level 4.
Well,
level through exploration.
There are some. I mean, I know there was some people that, because they've got the toy that gives them the flight path.
Yes.
Would utilize and fly to a flight path to land that gives you discovery and then move on to the next one. I also know that, remember, was it Fair lost her level... What was it at?
It wasn't high. It wasn't super super high, but she was jumping around to get Midsummer Fires, I believe, and it was too close.
And there was a stealth, SI agent or something.
To what you're saying there, Perro, Britain, is, you know, I think. Exploring, like, I would not take my character exploring going from Ironforge down to Stormwind, right? You know, like that kind of thing I wouldn't do. I would take the tram, you know, I would take like ships and stuff like that and just try and explore as much as I can. And also, I think it really helps if you are on a rogue or a druid, I don't know what level a druid can actually go prowl. But rogues, I mean, you can stealth and then you're good to go, right? But yeah, I wouldn't go from... See, I think if you even rolled Draenei... And you ran through Azure Watch to the Exodar and took the portal, or took the ship, because I'm not sure what's there now. I think, so take it to Darnassus, or take it to Stormwind, and then from there you can go and explore the other zones and stuff. Okay, so Rogue is at level 5. Oh, and Prowl is at 16. So, I wouldn't go to high level zones for sure. Like, for sure, for sure. You would have to keep it to as much as you can to the level 1 to 5 zones. Or, sorry, the level 1 to 20s. If you can get into the other zones, those ones scale up to level 5, right? So it's not as big of a deal. But past it, but actually going through like a level 1 to 20 zone, it shouldn't be a big thing either, because everything's at level, so aggro radius won't be huge. Whereas going into a level 20 to 60 zone, that's different, right?
Not true.
So, but yeah, again, keep it to safe zones. World events will be king, I feel. Definitely. Yeah. Ferris says, do not cross the burning depths. Yeah. Boz was saying that rogues get their hidey stuff at level 5 and druids are at 16. Nisi says, yeah, but if you wait for Dark Move Fair, you could sell back 4 of the 5 bags for gold plus Blinktrons. That's not enough for all of the flight paths, right? Once you buy the toy. That doesn't matter. I'm sorry. Just getting enough coin to take a flight path. And I'm not even sure how that bug works still, because we've tried it and it didn't seem to work. Right? So it didn't, like this one where if you get on a flight path and log out just as it's going to leave and you're supposed to be able to log back in and get exploration XP for all of the things that you pass over, it's never worked for me. So I don't know how people are getting that to work. Maybe I'm not doing it right, but it feels like it's, I feel like it's a bug, but it's been around for a while, because it's not the first time I've heard of this. Like, I've heard of this a long, long time ago, and it's just something that's never been fixed. Because you're not getting tons of XP, but you are, getting safe XP. And I don't believe Blizzard wants you to get that XP, but I don't think it's high up on their list of, oh my goodness, we need to fix this. This is broken.
Yeah.
Whereas wall hacks, I think, are a completely different thing, right?
Yeah. Fest says use holidays coming up this week.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good time. What have we got this week? Is it
Brewfest should be coming up.
Brewfest? Yeah.
Yeah, so, why wasn't that in our news? Jeebus.
I don't know. Who knows? All
right.
Slackers.
So, all right, I'm going to need to pull up a different page here. Let's do it like this. And
a good question. So I hope that helps you too, Parison. Or did you have another question?
It does. No, it absolutely does.
It helps? Excellent.
I think it was Nisi who also said about the quests become available in Stormwind as well, the ones that guide you around the city and the balloon quests and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that, I'm sure there's enough to get you there.
Balloon quest, if you can, hold off, because that does go up. I think it does scale up to level 60. I don't know if it goes higher. So if you can, hold off on using it quickly, because you may need to use it later on. I thought it used to scale up to like level 110, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Don't think so.
So I think it might be a 60 thing, in which case, if you don't need to use it, I'm not Dark Moon Fair. It is the balloon quest in either Org or
to find the lost balloons, you need
to find the 5 lost balloons, and you give it to the girl and off she goes up into the sky. It's like, see you later. I know those scale up, so if you can help it, don't use it until you absolutely have to. Thank you to everybody that supports us. New this week, we are going to add Phil Lanny onto our list for donating the prize back to us, and for the folks for that were ranked 2 to 10. Thank you very, very much. I was looking at the list, and Listen wasn't on the list, and I don't know why he's off. I think I accidentally took him off. He actually was on the list because he actually donated a prize within the last year. So I put him back up on the list. Sorry about that. I'm I'm a bad person. So thank you to both of you for all this stuff. What's that? Yeah, I'm
naughty
bad.
Naughty star.
Yeah, not naughty schoolboy. But you have to naughty say it. Star. But you have to say it in a British accent though. Naughty no. schoolboy. Okay. I used to work with somebody that was from England and came over. Oops, hit the mic. And we got her to say nice. Naughty schoolboy. And I had to walk away because things are going to get bad. And, you know, we have to work together. So anyways, I don't want to perform any HR violations because that's not cool. You know, that's so true. Right. You know, so and it was all in good fun. But I had to walk away before I drag it down. So thank you to just dragging everybody down. Poor Periton. Thank you to Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Boson, Chupa, Crystal Free to Play, LB Fair, Five Iron Crystal, Frasley Spark Span. I don't know why I say him again. Granagus, Ill Lai CTR. Iron T Wen Cashbringer, Chris W, an anonymous koala, Lissan Never Died, Ocam, Periton, Razorus, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, I like that, Swing Cat, Thilani, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Win, Nima, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all for your support. Very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Are you tired? Because you seem very tired. I mean, you shouldn't be tired. Just... Poor Periton here. It's like 1:30.
Okay. I know.
I'm trying to wrap it up, and you keep like making me get distracted. You know, I'm trying to wrap it up for our poor guest here.
Wrap it up.
I'm fine. I've had like a second wind. I'm good to go.
Nice. So thank you to our mods. I'm gonna go in alphabetical order. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, Zorts. Thank you all for your help policing, modding the Discord, Twitch, and the forums. It definitely helps for sure. And for everybody that's watching, if you want to watch a live show, we are typically here at 7 p.m. Eastern, North American Eastern Time. The time zone will be changing for us at BlizzCon, on BlizzCon weekend. So we are going to be trying to do a live show there. So just we will be tweeting and all that when the show will actually go live. We'll say like in half hour from now or hour from now, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So because time zones are hard. They are hard for me. But if you want to watch a live show, you can stop by like these wonderful people have. Boz, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zorts, me. 8Rows, I think that's a bot. I feel like it's a bot. I think. I'm not 100% sure. If you're not a bot, say so. That's a bot. Boz, Bosmatus, Chupa, bot. Grant, Higgis, Captain Dobie, Fair, LB, Azzy, Cash Me Outside, Cash Pringer, Chris, that's a bot. Periton, you're in the chat too. Skinny Seahorse, is that a bot? I don't know. Speak up if you're not a bot.
It's a cool name.
Yes, it is. Cool name. I don't think it is. Tiber, aka Tiber, I'll see you in like. Forty-three days. Two Frog, V and K, and Virgo Praz. Thank you all for watching. Beep boop. Our next show will be Saturday, September the 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, September the 23rd at 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European Time, which is also 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Summer Time. And we will be joined by Stir. So we're trying, you know, because he couldn't make it for for our the big mod one. Dude, you did the like.
Oh, Periton, thank you.
Wow. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah.
And thank you for the bits, sir. Man.
You're welcome.
Nice. Well, that's super sweet. We really appreciate it, but at the same stage, it has been so great to catch up with you. So thank you for, again, being up at crazy times for us and to come and talk to the chat room, talk to us. And if you want to tell everyone, where can they find you or get in contact with you, please?
I'm woeful. I don't have the Twitter or anything else. So
Twitch.
Best place to is on my Twitch page, which is twitch.tv/Periton with a zero as opposed to an O. And I do have a Discord also, so which is on my page, so feel free to join through there as well.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. Well, we will make sure that information is up with this episode, so if people need to find you there. But again, thank you so much, and we say good luck with all your challenge tunes. We can't wait to see where you go with them. Mm-hmm. What are you going to roll? Bloodthirsty? Pacifist?
Pacifist.
I say both. Sorry.
Pacifist. No.
I say both.
Pacifist.
Anyway. All right. So where you can find us is wowchallenges.com is the website. Don't forget, you can find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels over there. If you want to contact the show, send us anything, which is podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone, we can find you where?
You can find me on Twitter. I was looking at the stuff. I'm like, how do I proceed? At STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, because you don't have two stones. You only have one. Maybe you had an accident and you lost one. It's okay. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. I'm just trying to do it to get a rise from you, you know? a rise?
I know.
Right? As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we actually had a live show, a new show about 16 hours ago.
Mm.
No, 20 Weird. Hours ago. Whoop. Yeah, 20 and a half hours ago is when it started. Anyways, right.
Nice.
Lita.
Okay. So you Jeez. Can find me on Twitter, which is @LitaWow, which is LETTAWOW. And don't forget, you can check out my other show, which is Behind the Avatar. Okay. So as always, we like to thank Mark Conan and Epic Insanity because they are two friends of the show that have helped us out with our intros and our outros. And we greatly appreciate it. So you can find Mark Conan on Twitter @MarkConanWow, and he is also part of the Torrent Think Tank crew. And Epic is over on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, and he is part of the Frozen Nerds podcast as well as the Epic Questions podcast. So go check them out as well. Other than that, chat room, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Periton, again, thank you so much. It's so great to catch up, and good luck with all of your tunes. We're very excited for you and can't wait to see where you go from there. And
hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you are welcome. It's always a pleasure to catch up. So we're thrilled that you were able to join us this week.
Your soothing and, voice. It just, you know,
I must
have more of you. So just the warning. Okay.
Soothing.
Just the heads soothing up. you know, thanks for everybody drag everybody down. thanks for everybody. And okay. And I will not hit the stream stopping. I'm hitting the outro. Okay.
Outro. Bye, bye everyone.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod.
and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.